This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Supreme Court has weighed in on whether negative business reviews on Facebook is protected speech. Two women in 2024 criticized their experience at a Colorado Springs vet clinic on the social media platform. The business sued them for defamation. The Court of Appeals has ruled the defamation case could move forward because it was a, quote, private dispute. But the higher court reversed that and said the speech on Facebook could be both part of a private dispute and also part of public interest. It's bird migration season, and that can mean an increase in avian influenza. CPR's Sam Brash.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife expects an increase in sick wild birds this season, like Canadian geese migrating through the state. Bird flu is contagious. Human transmission is rare, but people should avoid sick wildlife. Waterfowl, like geese and ducks, are particularly prone to the disease. An especially deadly strain was confirmed in Colorado in 2022. Sick birds will move slowly, swim in circles, struggle to fly, and appear swollen or tilting sideways. The state encourages people to report any signs of the illness to state wildlife officials. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife has announced the recipients of its outdoor equity grants. The awards help fund projects to help more families enjoy the outdoors and support jobs in the outdoor rec industry. The latest round distributed $2 million to more than 20 groups, including the Boys and Girls Club of Pueblo County and Groundwork Denver. The fund was created in 2021 and has given out $10 million since then. This is CPR News in KRCC.